Happy Tuesday. This is Jason Rockhold, PGA Master Professional, here on the Golf Business Podcast. And we just want to talk a little bit about this three-day weekend, Memorial Day weekend. I'm wondering just some feedback from you on some of the different things that you may have done to promote the weekend. If you did anything, if you didn't do anything, or if it's something that you are starting to realize that marketing is a good thing. So let's hit this intro and get things started. Intro is so peppy. I just get excited. I want to start talking about some stuff. And so some of the things that I want to talk about are, let's kind of divide it up here. Okay. So just kind of give you an idea of what we're going to talk about and in the sections that we're going to talk about it. So first off, I want to talk about number one, did you do any marketing for Memorial Day weekend? Number one, that's the first thing that we'll talk about. The next thing is, do you feel after Memorial Day is over with now that you may have actually done a little bit better with the amount of play that you had at your golf course if you would have done some sort of marketing? And three, do you feel that you didn't do any marketing and you don't need to do any marketing? So those are the three areas we're going to talk about. So number one, let's kind of dive into number one here. Okay, so the question is, did you do any marketing for Memorial Day weekend? Now, I am subscribed to probably about 100 different golf course emails all across the United States just to try to see what kind of marketing is going out there. And I'm going to tell you, less than 10% of the golf courses that were out there sent an email out to everybody saying, hey, it's Memorial Day weekend. We want you to come on out and do something. Or even, like, I know some golf courses that have some amazing things for veterans, amazing things for active duty soldiers. And the weird thing is, like, I don't see anything advertising those programs during Memorial Day. It's very frustrating that we feel as a golf industry that people are just going to show up. And it's really hard to imagine how much further the game would be along if we put some money into marketing during some of our major holiday weekends. Now, us as golf professionals, obviously Memorial Day weekend means that we are working from sunup to sundown for all 3 days. But for everybody else, it may even turn into a four-day weekend. So we have to really understand that these days, from a customer perspective, are their time that they can go and do something. And if you run a golf course, that is a huge recreational activity that they could do that they just need to be nudged into doing it, because it's a great way for four people to get out there, spend some time together on the weekend that everybody is outside and doing some great fun stuff. Well, your golf course can be that place, but you have to do the marketing to make that happen. Okay, so number two is, do you feel that you needed to do a little bit more marketing than you did in the past? You know, after going through the weekend and seeing the gaps that you may have had in your tee sheet, it's kind of obvious that there may be some offers that you could have done that would really allow you to fill that tee sheet completely out. Or even, you know, have a 9-hole challenge that could get some people out there in that time frame when, you know, it's kind of a dead area. So you definitely want to look at your tee sheet analyze when that is. And then for next year, you really want to make sure that you are promoting your golf course with the ideas that you came up with for that gap that's in your tee sheet. Now, there are very few reasons that you wouldn't want to add some sort of marketing to your golf course. And, you know, that kind of dives into question number three a little bit. But the biggest thing is the golf courses that are out there, you need to do some sort of marketing to get people to come to your golf course, okay? There's a lot of people that are out there that are wanting to play golf. And unfortunately, we kind of take it as a given that they're going to come out and play golf and it's going to be at our golf course, okay? Now, unfortunately, as a golf marketer that I am, I know that, especially here in the Charlotte area, there's about 40 other golf courses that are in the area. Now, what makes your golf course better than the others? Or what can you offer somebody that could go and play a virtually identical golf course that may be slightly closer to that person and offer a similar cost, and the golf courses are somewhat the same? What could you do to sway somebody to drive an extra 2 or 3 miles to come and play your golf course on Memorial Day weekend? I mean, if you have the answer to that question, please, I'm trying to start a conversation with this because I really want to get your mind kind of churning on some of the different marketing ideas that you can do for your golf course, just small little things to implement that could do great, great things for your facility. So if you want to hit me up on Twitter at JRockGolf or on Instagram at RockholdGolf. Either way, just send me an instant message or direct message and tell me what you think you should do or what you are doing that's quite effective for your golf course, okay? Because there's two major things that we compete with as general managers, golf professionals, or even owners of facilities. We're competing with two different things. Number one, you're competing with other golf courses. Is that person going to play golf at your golf course? Or are they going to do something else? I mean, it's Memorial Day weekend. There are 1,000 different things that are going on that they could be doing instead of playing golf at your golf course. So it's imperative that you do the one thing that I stand by, and this is something that is one of my pillars to success when it comes to golf courses, and that's creating an amazing experience. And what better than to create an amazing experience on Memorial Day weekend? All right, number three, the final thing, and that's, do you feel that marketing is not needed for this holiday for your golf course? I think I've already kind of said my piece on it. And, you know, like I said, if there are some things that you are doing, if there are some reasons that you're not doing anything because you're filling your tee sheet from 6 o'clock in the morning until 5:30 at night with no gaps and you are just absolutely booked out and making as much money as you could ever make, then I would like to know how you're doing it. Let me, you know, send me a direct message or an instant message on Instagram or Twitter and let me know how you're doing that. I'm absolutely excited to hear if you are. And I'd love to know what is making that happen at your facility that you don't have to market anything to do that. And I think that is a blessing. I think it is not the norm by any means. I would just love to know why that is happening and how that's happening. All right, so that's the show for today. I just wanted to kind of figure out some marketing stuff for you over the Memorial Day weekend, since it is one of our power weekends in golf. I definitely want to make sure that everybody can get the most out of it next year. And hopefully through some of the questions that you send me on Instagram or on Twitter, we can start to build some best practices and start to grow the game across the nation. So this is Jason Rockold signing off. Have a great week. See ya.